Chapter 26. Carter. 5 minutes after I finish my morning painting session, my doorbell rings. I glance at the clock. Am I running late? No, I'm right on my normal schedule, yet somehow I know that it's Emma. I open the door and she all but bounces inside, giving me a quick peck before she sends her shoes flying across the entranceway.
I am so excited,
she says as she walks backward down the hall. I can't help but grin at her as I follow. I can tell. What has you so happy?
The app is done. The presentation is tomorrow.
She wheels her media card out of the office and pushes it into the studio before dropping her backpack onto the sofa. My grin falters. The board sent me the 3 slide decks to look over, as I'm supposed to sit in on the presentations over the next few days. Emma's is scheduled first. It's not going to go as well as she apparently thinks. I'm only one opinion, though, so maybe I'm wrong. She certainly seems to think it's amazing. Her confidence is making me wonder if there's something I missed when flipping through her slides.
I know you have to have an official opinion on all that, but I was wondering if, you know, as my boyfriend, I could practice my presentation for you.
I give her a nod because, yes, as her boyfriend, I will absolutely cheer her on. And if her design doesn't get accepted, I'll be there to pick up the pieces because, as high as she's flying right now, that landing is really going to hurt.
Okay, great.
She starts pulling things from her bag.
So, I'm going to set everything up. You go do your walk, get your lunch, whatever. Then maybe I can present. I was hoping we could maybe shift your afternoon paint session, so I still have time to tweak things if you have any suggestions.
She straightens up from her bag with a frown.
I've lost my pen. Can I borrow one?
I waver toward the working side of the studio because she knows which pens are normal and which are special.
Thanks.
She slides her phone from her back pocket and sets it on the television cart before going to my drawing desk to get a pen. Despite the fact that I've made her a little technology corner, she tries really hard to keep it contained, never even carrying her phone into my art space. I love that she does that. She comes back, pen held aloft triumphantly.
So, what do you think?
About your schedule? She nods. Sounds great. When do you want to meet? An hour?
Perfect.
I go for a walk, as much to clear my head as stretch my muscles. Emma needs me to support her today. No matter what my personal opinion of the project is, Emma's work should be respected. She's like an artist with amazing skill who uses it to make paintings I think are ugly. I can applaud the artist without applauding the art. Once I make that connection, I hurry through lunch, fully prepared to be what Emma needs me to be. She works through her presentation, and the light in her eyes tells me she believes in her work. And I can see why. It's a genius piece of technology. In the right place, at the right time, it would be phenomenal. The museum self-guided tour isn't either of those. Not only does it rely on visitors having phones they are willing and able to run the program on, but it also encourages people to look at those phones instead of the museum itself. She's winding down, and I manage not to cringe at the usage video that has museum patrons holding up a phone between them and the artwork. One of the other solutions utilizes an app as well, but only as a controller for playing the appropriate audio files. I didn't care for their usage illustrations either, but at least the phone wasn't between the visitor and the art. I hold in a sigh. Any minute now, Emma's going to ask me what I think, and I'm going to have to give her an answer. I'm going to have to tell her half the truth, because if she's got any chance of getting a good response from the board tomorrow, it will be because she talks to them with the same excitement she's talking to me with now. The final selection won't happen until after the full demonstration, but If her presentation is well received, it might soften the blow when hers isn't chosen. While the board may think it interesting now, actually seeing the phones being waved about at the demonstration party in a couple weeks will make it unpalatable. She finishes with her question slide, then grabs up her borrowed pen and a notebook.
Well, what do you think?
I stand and run my hands up and down her upper arms. I think you are amazing. To do that entire thing on your own from start to finish is incredible. I have seen how much work you put into this thing, and it shows that you really love it. Somehow, her smile gets wider.
I do love it. I went through the whole thing all over again after I tested it. I've never found art so interesting.
That's because she practically turned it into a video game. There are people who are going to love this idea. I make a mental note to pull Jason aside on Sunday and tell him they should repackage this after the board passes on it and try to sell it to some art education groups. They would love to have their hands on something like this. Her arms wrap around my middle, and she squeezes with all her might.
Thank you.
When she pulls back, she waves her notebook around again.
Nothing is perfect, though. What do I need to fix?
I'd move the video. She frowns.
Really? To where?
The end.
Why?
Because otherwise she'll get nothing but checked out faces from the very start. It makes more sense to tell them what it is and then show it to them, right? So they know what they're looking at?
I suppose.
She jots down a note.
I mean, that's easy enough to do, and you're my target audience.
I'm not. I'm really not. Because she seems to want them, I find a few other innocuous things to point out, some minor corrections to make. Through it all, I try to make her remember the important things, that she worked hard, this was a new challenge, and somebody somewhere is going to want it. As she's packing up her notebook, I wonder if I should warn her about the possibilities tomorrow, but I don't. She's done this before, right? Had proposals get turned down? There's no reason to take computer code personally, and at heart, she's a programmer, not a designer. Everything is going to be fine.
I'm going to head home now.
I shake out of my deliberations. You aren't staying for dinner?
I want to make these changes. Go ahead and wash this mop of hair so I can dry it, then get a good night's sleep.
She slings her backpack up before going on tiptoe, pressing her hands to my chest and giving me a loud smacking kiss.
I will see you tomorrow.
I walk her to the door and remind her to put her shoes back on. As she drives away, I make my own plan for the morning. I can get up early and take her to breakfast. That lets us celebrate her true accomplishments before she realizes she'll have to pivot. I can even pick her up and drive her so she doesn't have to worry about driving home distraught. The board's initial reaction is sure to upset her until she's had time to really digest everything and think about it. Better to do that in privacy instead of in the museum. With a plan in place to be the best boyfriend and board consultant that I can be, I return to my studio to get in another painting session.